Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. I'm Rika Lasalm, and this season we're diving deep into the most crucial aspect of any relationship, communication. Today's episode is all about why communication is the foundation of every strong relationship. Whether you're in a new relationship, married for years, or looking to strengthen your connection with your partner, the way you communicate can make all the difference. So let's explore why communication is so important, common pitfalls to avoid, and actionable steps you can take to improve the way you and your partner talk, listen, and connect. In this episode of Love in Focus, the Power of Communication in Relationships, we explore how communication plays a crucial role in navigating cultural and religious differences in relationships. Love knows no boundaries, which I have talked about on my blog before, but when two people come from different cultural or religious backgrounds, their expectations, traditions, and values can sometimes lead to misunderstandings. So how do you respect each other's beliefs while maintaining a strong emotional connection? How do you address differences in traditions, values, and lifestyle choices without conflict? This episode provides practical strategies to ensure open, honest, and respectful communication when bridging cultural or religious gaps in relationships. And I have to tell you that the inspiration for this episode is Forbidden Love that I watched on TLC. So let's focus on two main talking points here. Why communication is essential in culturally diverse relationships. Cultural and religious beliefs shape our values, behaviors, and expectations in relationships. Without open and honest communication, misunderstandings can arise, leading to frustration or resentment. Discussing cultural or religious differences early in a relationship can prevent bigger challenges later. And how are some common challenges in multicultural and interfaith relationships? Different expectations on gender roles. Some cultures have traditional gender roles that may clash with the partner's beliefs. Holidays and traditions is another big topic. Deciding which holidays to celebrate and how to incorporate each partner's traditions are crucial. Family expectations is another thing, because cultural and religious backgrounds often come with family expectations that may be difficult to navigate. And finally, religious practices and beliefs. Partners may have different levels of religious observance or beliefs about marriage, parenting, or lifestyle. So how should you navigate? Well, one of the techniques that you can use here is listen, learn, and love. So what is the listen, learn, and love approach? This technique focuses on understanding your partner's culture or religion rather than debating or rejecting differences. The first step is to listen with an open mind. Ask your partner about their traditions, beliefs, and experiences. Avoid immediate judgment. Second, learn about their background. Take the initiative to research their culture or religion. Ask what traditions are most meaningful to you. And finally, love and support. Even if you don't share the same beliefs, show respect and appreciation for your partner's perspective. And this is crucial, because if you don't respect each other, then there's actually nothing to build your relationship on. So let me now tell you here that before I give you an example, I need to tell you that the examples provided in this episode, including Sarah and Elma's story, which I will dive into shortly, are for illustrative purposes only. Results are not implied or guaranteed. Every relationship is unique, and outcomes depend on factors like mutual willingness to communicate and respect differences. If cultural or religious challenges create tension, consider seeking guidance from a qualified relationship counselor or interfaith expert. Now, let's look at Sarah and Elma's story here. Sarah was raised in a secular Western family, while Elma grew up in a religious Middle Eastern household. Their love was strong, but differences in religious expectations, holiday celebrations and family roles led to conflicts. Instead of avoiding these differences, they made intentional efforts to talk about their values. Sarah asked questions about Omar's beliefs instead of assuming. Omar made compromises by celebrating Sarah's family traditions alongside his own. They set boundaries regarding family expectations and religious practices. Through consistent and open communication, they learned to appreciate each other's backgrounds while creating shared values in their relationships. And here are some actionable takeaways for navigating cultural and religious differences that may cause tension. The first takeaway is to have open conversations early on. Don't wait until differences cause conflict. Talk about values, traditions, and expectations early on. That's something that I personally always have done when I have dated women who didn't share my religious or cultural background. Respect, don't convert. Of course, that's your own choice, but it's okay to have different beliefs. Focus on respect and understanding rather than trying to change each other. Create shared traditions. Blend both cultures or religious practices into new traditions that reflect your unique relationship. Set boundaries with family. If family expectations create tension, discuss how to support each other while maintaining individual values. And finally, use active listening and empathy. When discussing differences, validate your partner's perspective rather than dismissing it. And if you have listened or watched the video until now, you should know that if you click the link in the description below, you can purchase the entire course. And that is also a free PDF as well as the audio version of this episode. Thank you for tuning into episode 4 of Love in Focus, the Power of Communication in Relationships. If today's episode resonated with you, be sure to download the free transcription and discussion guide to help you and your partner navigate your unique backgrounds together. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like this video and share it with a friend. And tell me in the comments below if you have experience from navigating an interfaith or multicultural relationship. Until next time, keep loving focus, and I'll see you in the next episode where I will discuss how to overcome barriers to effective communication.